Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Wednesday, the Federal Open Market Committee again promised it will continue its massive program of inflating the money supply, which means for you and me, reducing the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. And again, the Fed tried to put all the blame on the coronavirus that first appeared in December. This was a deliberate attempt to hide the six Fed actions from September to early December last year to manage a growing financial crisis. Let's review some deceptions in last Wednesday's Fed statement. The first sentence in the second paragraph of the Fed's announcement says, quote, "The coronavirus outbreak is causing tremendous human and economic hardship across the United States and around the world," unquote. That was a lie. It wasn't the pandemic, but the political reaction to it and shutting down the American economy that severely expanded the financial crisis that first appeared in June 2019. The Fed's actions began last September, long before the first disease appeared in China. But rather than admitting that the Fed was fighting a financial crisis before the coronavirus appeared, last week's statement made repeated references only to the pandemic causing the current economic woes. For instance, the first sentence of the third paragraph says, quote, "The ongoing public health crisis will weigh heavily on economic activity, employment, and inflation in the near term, and poses considerable risk to the economic outlook over the medium term," unquote. While the impact was accurately described, it was not the disease, but the political reaction to the pandemic that's been the problem. So, what did the Fed say last week that it will do? In addition to keeping the federal funds interest rate close to zero for possibly the next 2 years, the Fed also announced it will continue expanding its already record-high bloated balance sheet by more trillions of dollars. I warn you once again that if your wealth is in paper dollar assets such as stocks, bonds, and currencies, the Fed is committed to reducing your prosperity. Do you already own some bullion-priced physical gold and silver? You may not have much time to protect yourself. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.